Time now for tennis. Richard Williams is too tense to watch his youngest daughters face each other this morning on the lawns of Wimbledon. He is watching from a safe distance in Florida. Venus and Serena Williams are facing each other in a Grand Slam final for the seventh time. And just in case you're counting, Serena is up 5-1 in those matches. Our own ace, Howard Bryant, joins us now. Howard, welcome.
Linda, I have never said that Scott Simon was the best announcer. There's no flip-flopping in my position at all, especially if he's going to hammer on about the Cubs. Let's talk tennis instead.
Let's talk about Venus. She won last year, but she does have trouble beating her sister. So what are you expecting?
She does, and I think it's going to be a little more of the same, and I don't know. I think that it's I like the fact that Venus got a little upset at a reporter the other day when they suggested that the two siblings were either throwing matches or not being as competitive against each other as they would be against other opponents. There's obviously a lot of complexity when you play against a family member at Wimbledon. I don't think that there are many people on earth who can understand what that means. And I think that also Serena is a power player, and I think that Venus is a better player on grass, certainly, and she is a four-time champion, and you think that the two that she lost against her sister, she would have six Wimbledon titles. It really is fascinating, but I think that Serena is going to give her a lot of problems today, because she always does.
Well, some tennis enthusiasts have said that it's not going to be very interesting because of that psychology of sibling rivalry. Do you think that's right?
Well, I think if you follow past history, yes. But the one thing that I think that people haven't paid much attention to about tennis is I'm an 80s guy. I remember it when you think about the great rivalries. And I think you need these matchups to really grow the sport. And this is one great tournament where you've got the Williams sisters going at it with each other. You've got
Nadal and Federer.
You've got Federer, and they're the two best in on their side of the ledger. And this is what the sport needs. This is essentially the equivalent of a Tiger Woods on a championship final. This is exactly what the sport has to have.
Howard, it looks like this is maybe Nadal's best shot at Federer. What do you think? Really
Absolutely.
Quickly?
It's his time. He's got to win this, and if he doesn't, then the inevitability of Federer goes right back to the top.
Howard Bryant is a senior writer for ESPN.com, ESPN the magazine, and ESPN the Breath Mint. This is NPR News.